Alan Dershowitz, Unsealed Epstein Lawsuit Documents Will Exonerate Me. By Robert Krajicek on July 11, 2019. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz told Breitbart News on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight that forthcoming emails in a court-ordered unsealing of a defamation lawsuit stemming from the prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein will exonerate him of accusations from a woman accusing him of sexual misconduct related to a sex trafficking ring. The aforementioned emails reportedly revealed Dershowitz's accuser admitting that she never met, and does not know, Dershowitz. "It hasn't been officially unsealed, but I can generally tell you what it is," said Dershowitz to Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak. "They are emails between my accuser and somebody else, in which my accuser essentially acknowledges she never met me, and didn't know me, and of course never had sex with me." Dershowitz added, "There's a manuscript, in which she writes about her sexual exploits. In that manuscript, she also says she never had sex with me. But those have been suppressed and sealed and I want them out. Listen. I've disproved these charges categorically. I never heard of these women. I never met them. It's a totally made-up story, and the former head of the FBI concluded it was a made-up story," Dershowitz said. "Her own lawyer told me that it was impossible for me to have been there and that she was wrong, simply wrong." Today on television, a lawyer for the other women said, after his investigation, he found no prominent people involved other than Jeffrey Epstein. "So everybody seems to be acknowledging that there's nothing to the fake story about me. I've had sex with one woman since the day I met Jeffrey Epstein, and that's my wife. In 50 years at Harvard, I've never been accused of anything. I'm not that kind of a person, and it's a totally fake story. But it's going around and it's resonating because people don't like my politics. It's the ultimate dirty form of McCarthyism. If false accusations are believed, then it only encourages more false accusations. It's such bad journalism that we're seeing, and the weaponization of the media. And false accusations is rampant," said Dershowitz, pointing to a hit piece against him published by New York Magazine. New York Magazine ran an article that uncritically forwards accusations against Dershowitz. The article's lead photograph is one of Donald and Melania Trump with Jeffrey Epstein at Mar-a-Lago in 2000. Another photograph in the article is of Dershowitz with Epstein, with no date or location included. No images of Bill Clinton are featured. Dershowitz highlighted Barack Obama's acceptance of $1 million in prize money from the government of Norway when he was given the Nobel Peace Prize near the end of Obama's first year as president. "It was never a legitimate case," said Dershowitz. "Obviously, if somebody took a major bribe or a very large sum of money explicitly from a foreign prince, that would create a problem. But let me give you a hypothetical. Let's assume a president of the United States accepts from the King of Norway $1 million in order to try to influence him to increase non-proliferation of nuclear weapons. Would that be an emolument?" Well, of course, that happened when Barack Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize. He got all that money from a foreign head of state in order to influence the policies of the United States government. And nobody suggested that violated the Emoluments Clause. Increasing partisanship across the judiciary, including the Supreme Court, is degrading public trust in the judicial system, estimated Dershowitz. Mark Levin has similarly warned of a growing judicial tyranny related to what he regularly describes as growing partisanship across the judicial branch. "I think increasing judicial partisanship is causing some lack of respect for the judiciary," determined Dershowitz. "Maybe it's a healthy thing. Maybe we have too much respect for the judges." Dershowitz described a new McCarthyism in which lawyers are credited with the sins, real or imagined, of defendants they represent. He shared an anecdote to illustrate his argument. Dershowitz shared, "Today on the train, a man walked over to me and said, 'You were a disgusting, horrible human being from defending Jeffrey Epstein.' And I said, 'You could say the same thing to John Adams when he defended the alleged murderers of the Boston Massacre. It's one of the proudest moments in American history. Abraham Lincoln defended many people who were obviously guilty. And very similarly, I defend both the guilty and the innocent, and I will continue to do that.'" Dershowitz explained his rationale for defending both the guilty and the innocent. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Prajcik on Twitter.